You are listening to Mission Audio's production of Successful Women Speak Differently, 9 Habits That Build Confidence, Courage, and Influence by Valerie Burton. This book is read by Lisa Renee Pitts. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Mission Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Mission Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Harvest House. Originally published in English as Successful Women Speak Differently. Copyright 2016 by Valerie Burton. All rights reserved. Please visit booksinaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Successful Women Speak Differently, Valerie Burton. To Sophie and Addie, I am proud of you for the enthusiasm, kindness, and hard work that make you successful girls. And I am excited about the successful women I believe you will become. I love you. B. Mom. A good start. Talk isn't cheap. It's your secret weapon. Alicia and Erica are both artists whose work is creatively outstanding. They grew up in the same metro area with similar family backgrounds and identical access to opportunities. Their families did not have the contacts or networks to give the young women any particularly exceptional career start. But take a glimpse at how they've approached their careers and personal lives since the beginning, and you can piece together why one has been much more successful than the other. Most people would say Erica has more raw talent. She also possesses a few more credentials, primarily as a result of having more formal education and training. She's the one who, on the surface, ought to be more successful. Alicia's education was more adventurous. She studied abroad in college, exploring art and culture, but she never finished her degree. Driven by passion for her craft and the family financial crisis caused by her father's illness, Alicia left school. She took small jobs working around other artists and savoring every experience. Erica, on several occasions, was introduced to people who could have opened doors for her career, but afraid of coming across as pushy or opportunistic, she never spoke up or voluntarily shared her aspirations or vision. On the occasions she was asked, she spoke cautiously of her vision, fearing that it didn't sound all that interesting or that her big goals came across as arrogant. This didn't doom her. It just didn't help her. Good opportunities have come her way, and it has occasionally looked like her art career would finally, really take off. But each time, she'd stall. One opportunity never seemed to flow to the next. They were one-offs, false starts. Alicia, on the other hand, talked about her vision to pretty much anyone who would listen, and she did it in an easy, energetic way. She was sharing her passion, not selling something. Now, in her early 40s, Alicia has seized every opportunity for her art, both nationally and internationally. Along the way, she's heard the whispers of plenty of naysayers who didn't think she was worthy. "Why her?" they ask. "She's good, but others are better." Alicia knew it was true. There were definitely others who were better. But Alicia never bought into the idea that her success was solely tied to her talent. She shows up differently from other artists. She talks about her work differently. She engages in conversations differently. And it has made all